Talking with a young man who's just returned from Vietnam, where he was a reporter for NBC News. His name, Howard Tuckner. And one of the things he'll discuss is the difficulty of fighting in what is called the Triple Canopy Jungle. My name is Morgan. The Tijuana Brass, Ah Banda.
Hello, Gladys. Gladys, something wild just happened. My husband kissed me goodbye this morning. But he's never done that. No, the same old house coat, the usual breakfast. My toothpaste? Well, I changed to Ultra Bright, of course, that's it. Ultra Bright. It works! Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal. New Ultra Bright toothpaste. A taste you can really feel. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste. A taste so wildly refreshing, you know your breath is the freshest, your teeth the brightest. That's sex appeal. And that's Ultra Bright.
Gladys, after Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Howard Tuckner is a sports writer turned war correspondent. He's been covering the war in Vietnam for NBC News. By no means a desk job, his reports were not done from an office in Saigon, as many of you would know from seeing Howard in television. Now, when we were talking a moment ago, you said the jungle in many places is triple canopied, which nullifies both bombing accuracy and the advantageous use of helicopters. Tell a little about that.
Yes, that's so, Henry. You get the feeling from talking to people. Since I've been home, I've talked to a lot of people, and they say, well, gee, we've got 400,000 American troops. We've got helicopters. We've got machine guns. We've got all this artillery. We've got jet tactical airstrikes in the south, none of which really the Viet Cong or the North Vietnamese have. Why can't we do better militarily? And I guess it's a good question, but the fact is that geographically, South Vietnam has a way of nullifying the American firepower. For example, if you're with a company of American troops in the jungle, and a triple canopy jungle, which means that there's three layers of jungle, one higher than the other, from the ground you cannot see the sun, much less a helicopter. But if they can't see you, it's very difficult to support you. At the same time, we've got marvelous jet fighter pilots in South Vietnam who do nothing but support the troops in South Vietnam.
When they can see them.
Well, sometimes even when they can't see them. But what happens is this. People apparently do not seem to give enough credit to the fighting ability of the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese. When the North Vietnamese or Viet Cong want to meet you in combat, a large force against a large force, they come extremely close. I would say they come sometimes to within 15 meters of the American troops. Well, what does this mean? If you want to call in your air power, if you want to call in your airstrikes, you've got to put those strikes on top of your own troops.
Uh-huh.
And this happens on occasion to save the most lives.
Now, let me ask you this. Another correspondent, who I am not at liberty to name because I don't have the permission to, said that he was in North Vietnam for quite a while. For an American, that is. He said that the viewpoint of the North Vietnamese is that they are so many millions, each of whom is a soldier. In fact, they count all of Vietnam as theirs, and they say we have 16 million troops.
Oh, I think if the war were escalated to the point where you use tactical nuclear weapons and nuclear weapons, yes, I think any place can be wiped out with nuclear weapons. But on the ground, I think, in my opinion, that we cannot lose the war militarily in South Vietnam, but I don't think we can win the war.
Of course, not all of the problems relate solely to our own troops. We have allies. Later in the program, Howard Tuckner of NBC News will talk with me about how the American troops compare with those of one of our allies, the Koreans. Howard, as you know, speaks from first-hand experience. He was a reporter in the field in Vietnam for many months. You're on the Monitor Beacon. Right here, a new tune by Andy Williams, Holly.
Modern antacids neutralize excess acid easily, so you feel better fast. To get double action relief of indigestion's double trouble, get Digel. Works as no plain antacid can.
When you get a minor kitchen burn, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Cools, soothes, aids healing. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine. Spray, lotion, or cream.
Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola.
Now that the 1967 World Series joins the others in the record books, I'd like to take a look at the things that I'll remember about this one. There are obvious things, of course, like the Red Sox coming back from a 3-1 deficit to tie up the series. But right now, I'm thinking about other memories. In the Red Sox clubhouse after every game, you'd find Carl Yastrzemski standing on a chair in a sea of reporters. And they'd fire their questions, and Yaz would fire back the answers. And he was just as effective on that chair as he was in the batter's box. I remember the frustration of Tony Conigliaro, who wasn't able to play in the series due to an injury. And I also remember the reaction of the Boston Red Sox fans when Tony was introduced before the seventh game. They gave him a standing ovation. And I remember Al Jackson, the little Cardinal left-hander. In the sixth game, manager Red Shane Deans brought in seven pitchers from the bullpen, as well as catcher Dave Ricketts to pinch hit. And when the game ended, Jackson not only hadn't pitched, but he had to carry Ricketts' glove in for him. And I'll always remember a special thrill I got from a fan. And I'll be back to discuss that later today on Monitor. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports, and now this from Dodge. The most luxurious Dodge ever built, the 1968 Dodge Monaco, is on display right now at your Dodge dealers. And this year, Monaco has even more of the standard features you want most on your new car, like a powerful 383 cubic inch V8 that runs on regular gas, deep pile carpeting, deluxe wheel covers. See your Dodge dealer and drive a 68 Monaco today.
Joe Garagiola will be back. He's one of our regulars, and wasn't he pretty great on the World Series? A Monitor tip for the home gardener. If you've bought pots of chrysanthemums this fall for a final flourish of color on the terrace or patio, don't throw them out when the blooms fade. Many of the varieties grown by florists are hardy, so you can take them out of the pots and plant them in the garden. Another tip for you. Now that autumn's here, a well-kept lawn is going to be a bigger job than ever. Still plenty of grass to cut, and on top of that, more and more leaves are beginning to fall, so here's one of the best lawn tips we can give you. Vacuum your lawn. With the new quick and quiet Lawn Boy Power Mower, you can vacuum your lawn while you cut it. Vacuum it, like your carpet. Lawn Boy's got a king-size leaf bag that swoops up the leaves and stores them. So, leaf it up with the new Lawn Boy. Just a push on the primer button, one easy tug on the starter cord, and you're off in a flash. Lawn Boy's twin spark ignition gives you the hottest start going. And when it comes to quiet, Lawn Boy's got an extra-large muffler hidden under the mower housing. Muffles engine noise down into the grass. See the new 1968 Lawn Boy line at your dealers. Everything from an 18-inch economy model to a big 30-inch rider. One's just right for you. So leaf it up now at your Lawn Boy dealers. Generation, the birds of Britain. Didn't know they were that weird. Mod, yes. Birds, of course, are girls over there.
This is Ed McMahon. The other day, I walked into the bathroom, and I could just barely make out my son Jeffrey in the tub, in the midst of two G.I. Joes, three boats, a rubber duck, and a plastic tube of Breck concentrate shampoo. Jeff thinks that's just great, that Breck Concentrate Shampoo floats. Well, it comes in a plastic tube, and it does float. We think it's just great because of that Breck quality. And because it's concentrated, it goes a long way. Try Breck Concentrate Shampoo.
Back shortly on Monitor Coast to Coast in California's Imperial Valley, our station is KXOL Central. This is Mansoor Morgan.
Monitor is sound entertainment every weekend on the NBC Radio Network.
Say, Mom, it's eating time again. But why bother preparing the food? Make eating time a pleasure time. Go to Wetton's Hamburger Drive-In Restaurant. At Wetton's, each member of the family can select either a quick, nourishing snack or a complete, delicious meal. Whatever is your choice, you're sure to enjoy those palate-pleasing 100% all-beef hamburgers. A Wetton's succulent southern fried chicken, crisp and tender, with golden brown french fries at only 69 cents. For a refreshing thirst quencher, ask for a Wetton's creamy thick shake in your favorite flavor at 25 cents. For hearty eaters, there's a double cheeseburger at only 45 cents. And for dessert, a Wetton's treat hot apple pie, just 15 cents. Anytime, any day or night, as you're ready for real eating pleasure, refresh yourself at Wetton's Hamburger Drive-In Restaurants. In Elizabeth, New Jersey, there's a Wetton's on Broadway Avenue, corner of South Street. In Syosset, Long Island, Wetton's is located at 321 Jericho Turnpike. For the Wetton's near you, check the phone book. At Radio City, it's 67 degrees and it's sunny. This is WNBC New York, the conversation station.
Lips and Legs, that's the name of the tune, folks. Fellow name of Reuben Mitchell plays it. Big M, and how are you spending the Columbus Day weekend? Wouldn't it be kind of super to be discovering an island? Just sort of sail in like old Christopher, find new and exciting territory? A travel club here in New York does that sort of thing all the time. Members fly places weekends in their own planes. Bill Cullen has details on that. He'll tell you all about it in 2 minutes. New by Marilyn May. Step to the rear.
Well, everyone here, kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way. Here's where we separate the notes from the noise, the men from the boys, the rose from the poison ivy back in the bunch.
Wouldn't it be nice to be in Acapulco this weekend? Any weekend. And wouldn't you like to have a lot of weekends lined up with places to go throughout the year? There's a travel club that arranges that sort of thing for its members, and you'll hear about the Sky Roamers in 1 minute from Bill Cullen and his guest. Brought to you by Antron Nylon, the DuPont carpet fiber that keeps its new look longer. And by Alden Carpets.
Hello, it's Bill Cullen. Well, I miss chiffon green, Brazilian bronze, and Dresden blue. These are just a few of the 11 strikingly contemporary colors available in Eldorado carpet created by Alden Rug Mills. And there's a striking story behind Alden's new color scheme. It's the story of Antron Nylon, a new DuPont fiber. You see, Antron hides soil, and that makes colors stay more colorful and look new longer. Thanks to Antron and the skillful craftsmen of Alden, you can look into the bright rainbow of color that is Eldorado carpet, and you won't see dirt. That's because Antron is chemically modified by DuPont to minimize soil reflection. The fact is that Alden has been able to craft carpets in colors you've never seen before. The reason? Well, these colors have never been practical before because of the dirt menace. So follow the rainbow to your local Alden dealer and ask to see Eldorado. Priced about $9.95 a square yard in soil-hiding Antron, the DuPont carpet fiber that keeps its new look longer. My guest today is Jim Shaw, a man with a job that just about anybody would envy. His formal title is Membership Director of the Society of Sky Roamers Limited, one of a new kind of vacation club that's springing up around the country. They specialize in weekend vacations to such faraway places as Jamaica, Puerto Rico, Canadian ski areas, and the Dude Ranch country of New Mexico. Now, the prices of these trips are so unbelievably low that you wonder how it's possible until you know their secret. They own their own airplane. But let's hear about Sky Roamers from the gentleman himself. Welcome to Monitor, Jim Shaw.
Thank you, Bill.
Jim, would you describe a typical Sky Roamers weekend? For example, let's take the one coming up this weekend.
Yes, Bill. On October 12th, the Columbus Day weekend, we're going down to Acapulco, where we're going to spend 4 days at the Pierre Marquez Hotel. We're going to be leaving Wednesday midnight, arriving back in New York on Sunday evening at around 10:30.
Jim, how do you go about getting into Sky Roamers?
Well, it's Sky Roamers is a membership club open to people in and around the New York area. In order to become a member of the Sky Roamers, one simply fills out an application, pays an initiation fee of $130, pays $55 a year in dues, and this entitles them to travel with us as often as they'd like to do it.
I note, too, in your brochure that the additional charge for each trip is very reasonable. Now, what kind of airplane does your club own?
We have a DC-7B, Bill.
It was a pretty good airplane.
Yes,
now,
it is.
You mentioned where you were going to stay in the Mexican trip. I assume then that you arrange hotel accommodations and food and things like that, do you?
Yes, we always make a hotel package available to our members. We always pick the finest hotel in a given location. Of course, when we buy 50 or 60 rooms at a time, we're able to get a considerable discount.
Do you also set up a formal schedule of, you know, tours and sightseeing, entertainment, and things like that?
We do arrange certain activities, but pretty much on an informal basis. But there's no obligation to do it, and goes on pretty much like
sounds
that.
Sounds to me like a pleasant lack of regimentation.
That's the way we intend it to be.
How many members do you have in Skyroamers?
We have 500 at this point.
And let's see, I want to ask about the capacity of your airplane, too.
We have 90 seats in our aircraft.
Now, Jim, have you ever had more requests for accommodations than there are seats available?
No, that hasn't happened to us at this point. However, it's probably one of the best things that could happen. It won't become a problem because when we reach that point, we'll simply buy another airplane.
Mm-hmm, and expand. Tell us about some of the places you'll be going this season.
Well, immediately after the Acapulco trip, we're going to spend 5 days at the Playboy Club in Ocho Rios, Jamaica.
Hot dog.
That sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, I might join up by that time.
Love to have you along, Bill. We'll be in Miami for the Super Bowl. We'll do some skiing in Vail, Colorado. Go up into Canada for a little bit of skiing. We'll be in New Orleans for the Mardi Gras, and on like that.
You have a very interesting list. There's something there for everybody, Jim. How big, this I'm going to ask you to estimate, how big do you think the membership of Skyroamers will get eventually?
Well, Bill, we anticipate having as many as 10,000 members. The club in Dallas, Texas has been operating for 2 years now. They now fly 5 airplanes out every weekend. We'd like to be in a similar situation.
I don't blame you. Thank you, Jim. We've been talking with Jim Shaw of Skyroamers Limited, a new kind of travel club now springing up throughout the country. This is Bill Cullen for Monitor. Hey, let's look to the rainbow again for more about soil-hiding Antron carpets and exciting new colors from the craftsmen of Alden Rug Mills. Gingham Gold, Robin Red, Canton Moss, they're just 3 of the 11 strikingly contemporary colors that are made possible by Antron Nylon, DuPont's new carpet fiber with low soil reflection. And that means high color durability. See your Alden carpet dealer. El Dorado is waiting, but why should your home?
Bill Cullen was brought to you by Antron Nylon from DuPont and Alden Carpets. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
The conversation station, WNBC, New York.
16 minutes before the hour, and you got Monitor, Morgan, music, and sports ahead. The music's by Mr. C. It's a new one by Pear.
Jingle bells, toy balloons, lollipops, and roller coaster rides.
Music and Information Center.
Running out of interesting things to do? today, why not take in a good gas station? Pop into Citgo, the little different gas station. Get to know your car a little better. Get some Citgo driving tips. Do a little window shopping. Plan a trip. Or just relax a few minutes in a gas station that's just a bit nicer. Citgo. You may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
In one moment, Jim Simpson reports on those who scoff at the athletic prowess of baseball players. Monitor Sports is brought to you by VM, the voice of music, makers of phonographs, tape recorders, and high-fidelity components.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
Look, girlie, don't talk to me about remembering VM, the voice of music. Some people forget, but they're not trying. But me, I check, I compare, I ask around, I get the inside dope. You take the stereo consoles, beautiful, beautiful, you know what I mean? Beautiful. Before I buy you big-ticket merchandise, I know what's in there making it tick. And I can tell you, these stereos, what you call a value, you know what I mean, a value. Best record changer in the business, big sound, big value. Same with your portable stereo and your tape recorders. I've seen them all, been there and back. I couldn't forget that name if I tried. It's, well, that's what I've been telling you. You can do anything if you try.
VM, the voice of music, and everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
This is Jim Simpson speaking for Monitor Sports. At the risk of indignant letters from baseball players, coaches, managers, and fans, may I ask this question? Are baseball players really athletes? I'll repeat the question. Are baseball players really athletes? The dictionary says that an athlete is one who is trained to compete either professionally or as an amateur in exercises, games, or sports requiring physical strength, agility, or stamina. On the basis of that definition and any common sense at all, you would have to say baseball players are athletes. Yet you'd be surprised to hear the comments of football players, basketball and hockey stars, boxers and wrestlers, skiers and swimmers, and track and field stars who scoff at the athletic prowess of baseball players. This is Jim Simpson from Monitor Sports.
Now a word about State Farm.
George Carlin here for the makers of State Farm Insurance.
I could have sworn I seen a dove fly through Mr. McCarty's windshield.
Don't be upset, sir. Mr. McCarty has complete comprehensive insurance on hand from State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurer. Low-cost State Farm goes to work fast when trouble strikes. So when doves or other neurotic birds fly through Mr. McCarty's windshield, State Farm picks up the bills.
Right through the windshield.
What's wrong, sir? It wasn't your windshield.
It was my dove.
Follow sports best by joining the sports who listen to Monitor. The Sandpipers, Cuando Salí de Cuba.
Nunca podré morirme, mi corazón no lo tengo aquí. Ahí me está esperando, me está guardando que vuelva allí. Cuando salí de Cuba, thank you.
but it drives me crazy. Suddenly all these men are sending me flowers. Suddenly I'm popular. How come? I don't even own a miniskirt. So what's new? Except for my toothpick. The Ultra Bright Toothpaste. Of course, that's it. It really works. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright Toothpaste. A taste you can really feel. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright Toothpaste. A taste so wildly refreshing, you know your breath is the freshest, your teeth the brightest. That's sex appeal. And that's Ultra Bright.
Wow! After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
I will wait for you. You know, some of the longest waits I've had have started with a woman saying, "You park here while I run into the store. I'll just be a minute." News next on Monitor. This is Long Suffering Morgan.
See to the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. Monitor.
Dialogue, call Brad Crandall at Plaza 78866, weeknights at 9 on The Conversation Station, WNBC New York, 5 o'clock.